This is start recording. We'll just go from there.
Okay,
oh,
ready? Geez. All
right, one.
Recorded
two.
Live.
Wait, you leak.
Why
live.
Don't I count
two,
it now?
Three. This is the podcast live from the studio.
Freaking out.
Check it out.
Freaking out.
Check
it out. Welcome.
Anyway, hey everyone, this is Nick Nitro.
This is your co-host, Jimmy.
And that's Nathan.
That was Nathan's lovely voice.
That's right. The original team is back right here on the good, the bad, and the geeky. And we're freeballing.
I'm the good, Nick's the bad, Nathan's the geeky.
You suck.
He just stares at the microphone.
Yeah, he just looks at it like it's a fawn or a wildebeest
that he doesn't want to chew on.
Meow.
Whenever life gets you down.
To our listeners in the envy out there. Meow meow.
Meow meow meow. So we're sort of really freeballing the show today.
Ballin'.
Yeah, that was really bad. More because of you.
I was really off when I started.
Of course. So, I mean, we our show is chock full of news and goodness that relate to nothing. None at all. So, let's do emails. Yeah, let's do emails.
Okay, I think Nathan should read the first email since.
Yeah, you know what? Let me read the first email.
Okay, Nick, you read the first email.
Well, wait a minute. What was the? Well, no, you read your email. Was it about penis catheters or something like that?
Penis catheters?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't remember what it said. Wait, let me call it up on my trusty computer.
Nathan, do you have the email? Jimmy's not able to find it.
I'm having trouble finding it.
It's about penis catheters or something.
Oh. The question was, does Jimmy see more dick than a catheter? And we set out a big poll, and
USA Today helped out. Color graph charts.
It turned out that there was a 97-3 that people would bet that Jimmy has seen more dick.
And the question is that true, Jimmy? We can answer this right here, right now.
I found the email right now. It's from Poo-Poo Head, from the island of Honolulu, Hawaii. Poo-Poo.
You made it sound like a joke.
I know.
Seriously, or leave.
Fine, it's Poo-Poo. Okay, and the answer is, well, it depends on what type of catheter, right? If it's a brand new catheter, I mean, I'll see you again.
Sorry, catheters are going to penises.
Right, but if it's brand new and not, like, out of the bag yet, then I may not see any penises yet. I myself have seen mine and, you know, hundreds of others, mostly belonging to little boys. I really can't say that. It's terrible. There's no truth to that at all.
I'm sure there's not.
That crossed the line.
Well, that was a good question, Nathan. Thank you very much for queuing that up on the computer.
Head, yes.
Yeah, Papoo. And Jimmy, thank you for finally finding the email after Nathan helped you out there. That was pretty sad.
Right. Okay, here is another email. This is from Dave.
What's
that funny?
What's funny?
I just read the Bible and I'm going to do that in Dave's edit.
Okay.
Okay, wait, there was no microphone when you said that. Why was it funny?
What was it funny?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, this is from Dave Seal, and he's writing me from Wisconsin.
Hey, you were like cheese, eh?
W-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N. It's Wisconsin. It doesn't even need a question mark.
He's our grammar nut.
He's our wise consign.
He's our.
Where the wise sin and cons. They con.
Spanish for with.
Oh, wise with sin.
There
now
you have it.
Now we solve the mystery of the state. Anyway, Dave's question.
Oh!
Dave's question is.
Wasn't that you? It was more the microphone.
Dave's
making googly eyes.
Dave's question says, you guys seem like pretty happening guys. Jokes aside, how can I get more women? Well, I would say, Dave, move to a state where there are women instead of Wisconsin.
Quit wearing that big cheese hat on your head.
There are quite a few cows.
I would also say, quit wearing that cheese hat.
Moo with me, people! Moo! Little rent homage there. Ah! 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 Okay! Nick's turn to read an email.
Our next question is from, Megan from Nebraska, home of the Corn Huskies.
Corn.
And cornhole. Occasionally, guys get it cornholed. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Yeah, moving on. Frog in the butt.
Frog in the
butt. My mom is a big fan of the game Cornhole, and her nickname last summer while she was playing was The Hole. She didn't realize.
Did she drop the salt? Did she drop the soap?
Did you guys put it in the hole?
Not to my knowledge.
Did you get 3 points?
So, Megan from Nebraska. I forget what... Will you stop?
Providing background.
It has something to do...
Read the email. You haven't read
it. I lost... You made me lose the email.
I think it has something to do with, like... What, like, a lot of women tend to think that men only stare at their chest. I think there's something about what percentage of men do you think would actually stare at a woman's chest near her face? Like, do we really care about what they're saying, or are we just trying to stare at the boobies? Something like that.
You know, yeah.
You know, it would help if you used the microphone when you talk to anything, because all they heard was... Again.
Oh, okay. Well, it has something to do with, like, the ratio of people, of men looking at breath to men actually looking at women's faces.
Faces.
When I say places.
No, you said faces.
Corn,
I was
corn,
faces.
Corn,
oh.
Corn,
so, corn, something corn, along that line. Corn, like, do corn, men really corn, listen, corn, or is corn, it when corn, we get so bored, we're playing with their fun bags?
Fun bags are fantastic.
That's
what I think
it was. Mockingbird. I think that, my answer is I stare at faces.
Yeah. Uh-oh, mockingbird.
That's
yeah.
Because I like faces.
You like faces? I like boobies.
Mock. Yeah.
King. Yeah.
Dog. Fuck.
Yeah.
No, wait. You screwed it up.
Bird.
Yeah.
Hero.
Oh, that was it.
Oh, congratulations.
Live from the studio.
It's a boy.
Freaking
it's a
out.
Boy.
Good segment.
That was a good segment.
Okay, now on to the news we don't care about.
Yes. Well, we've not really called it
Why
that
do you call
since
it
we
news? Because it's gonna be like old.
It's really not.
Well, it's news when it's new.
Okay. Can I just say
but
though that we've
know.
We've not done the news we don't care about since the old show died.
I thought we still called it the news we don't care about.
Do we really?
Yeah, we said the news we don't care about, reviews we don't care about.
We
don't
usually say that. Oh, that's right. We used to make a point of that, but we don't anymore.
Well,
that's called continuity.
See, that's why you keep me around.
Not really. It gives me money and food. Oh my god, this is a good time to talk about this. So, did everyone have a good Labor Day? Let's talk about that, because, you know, we recorded the other show.
I had the perfect temperature. Are we allowed to say the same we're in?
No, we're not allowed to say we're from Ohio.
I'm in denial.
Okay. Anyway, it was
so bad.
A gorgeous weekend to be either lazy or doing something. It was absolutely beautiful.
I felt great. I just did nothing but sit on my ass all day.
I myself attended a family fish fry, and the night before I
did you fry some fish?
I did not eat the fish. I'm not a fish fan. I ate some, I think I ate a hamburger
cheeseburger.
Fish sticks.
Fish sticks? Hmm. I did not eat fish sticks.
You said steaks, you just said fish sticks.
So, Jimmy, oh, well, you know what, let's talk about this weekend some,
your
too, because...
Your teeth sound like
these. Tuck you.
Tuck?
What?
Your F's sound like F's, though.
Well, that's good.
You said tuck you or something, Jimmy.
I know, right? So you said something, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Okay, well, okay, let's say this, though. Jimmy had some firsts yesterday, didn't you, sir?
I had
first. You had 2 firsts.
Again?
None of them girls.
Well, it's the first time I've had a woman over 60 in my new house, apartment.
That's sort of disgusting, Jimmy. And it was your grandmother, too.
It was my grandmother. That doesn't mean anything by
it. It was to watch a football game.
Yes, which Jimmy does not ever do.
I don't, but it wasn't the first time. I used to watch the Buckeyes all the time. But,
you said
to
me,
but it's been several years. I kind of half watched a game last year.
He half watched their butts.
I half watched the National.
They were losing and it disappointed him. So he's like, I shall not look thy ass anymore.
I'm just not a sports fan. I don't like sports. I don't care.
Well, that's why we do a show called Good, Bad, and Geeky. But the other thing is, okay, but this is somewhat geeky. What did you see yesterday?
Jaws.
Yes.
I'd seen it before.
Yes, but you didn't remember it.
No, I didn't remember it.
Was it a good movie?
It was a great movie.
Okay, this is your second time, but technically it's your first.
Well, it wasn't my first. I just don't remember the first time. It was the first time after my
You're
first.
Like you're like
it
a rape victim.
First time since
you're
my
like
first.
A rape victim. I'm being serious. They don't remember who raped them. They don't remember where it happened at. They blocked it out of their fucking mind. No, I'm not, and I'm not joking about that. I've known people.
And my heart goes out to rape victims. If you need
some comfort, Jimmy, my heart goes out to them too, but I've known a few more than a few girls who have been raped. And
I have noticed afterwards that Nick is right. They don't remember a thing, and 9 times out of 10, I am out of the lineup like an hour later.
But you know what? The silver lining comes a few months later when she gets to the doctor and he says, "You're pregnant with twins."
Now, I don't really remember that portion of the story when she was telling me that, but, you know.
Back in my day, they didn't have those fancy methods of birth control. Like,
I just tell them to jump up and down.
Oh, that works too.
Remember,
or you can, like, smack
them around. Remember Monty Python being like, back in my day, that's what it was like to be a Protestant. I could slip, go down to the morning store and I say, "Hello, Mr. John. I would like a John Thomas to slip on my John Herbie Hancock. And I can have sex with you 4 to 5 times a day. Can I do so right now?" Of course I can, because I'm Protestant and not a bloody Catholic.
Us Catholics, yeah, we gotta be prudes. Because you're not allowed to use birth control in Catholic. Or even think about a girl lustfully, that's a sin. You can't masturbate, you can't look at porn.
Good thing you're not a Catholic anymore, right?
I'm not practicing. Catholicism obviously sucks. No offense to you practicing Catholics out there, but I was born raised Catholic, and when I was 18, I decided Catholicism sucks, so.
Yeah,
I was against the tradition, too.
For some, Jimmy, talk.
Yay. I am talking.
Talk louder.
Okay, I am
talking.
Oh,
thank God, thank God. You scared me there for a bit. I thought we weren't recording you.
You
that would make one weird show. It's like, blah, 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 blah. Silence. Blah, blah, ha, 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 ha.
Okay, so news we don't care about.
What's
going on in the world of news?
Nathan, you had a fantastic week, correct?
Yes.
I handed you the microphone for that.
I mean, it's not news I don't care. It's news that pisses me off. Is that?
Now, a new segment on the Good, Bad, and Geeky.
That pisses me off.
News that pisses Nathan off. Okay, what's the news?
Do I go?
Yes.
I mean, it's gonna take. I mean, it really irks me. Okay. So, this woman let her child die in her car because.
This is that British woman.
Yeah, no, this was in Cincinnati. It was 182 degrees, and
inside the car.
How recent was this? Recent was this?
I think within 2 weeks. It was back.
Are you sure? Because
no, it was back.
You told a similar story on the first time we did the No Name Show.
About a woman locking her child.
Yes.
No, this is a new one. That was about.
One.
You know, the last couple weeks it was really hot. Like it was like 95 for us.
Yeah.
It was 100 or so in Cincinnati.
182.
Well, in the car.
In the car. Okay.
Can I finish?
Yes.
So anyway, this 2-year-old, this woman ran like a daycare center, or had like one kid that was real young, and then one kid.
Keep going.
And she had been warned by the daycare for leaving her child. Good catch.
That's what happens when we're live in the studio.
Check it out.
Anyway, it was warned 3 or 4 times to not leave her child in her car because she had done it up to 30 minutes one time. And she ended up leaving her child in the car for 8 hours. And not only did she get off scot-free, the judge said there was nothing she could do. Like, she just got a slap on the wrist. It's basically all she got. She killed her child. Her child is dead. Because of her, and nothing happened. No prison time, nor anything. But this lady, who tried to beat a train across the track, she had 4 kids in her car, jumped the train track, actually made it by the train, but apparently she didn't see the train coming from the other way, and that train hit her. Killed 2 of her kids, and she and the other 2 kids are in critical condition, and she will get life in prison if she lives, which I think both are just stupid. Americans are getting stupid. I'm not going to say stupider because
I can just say I feel sort of bad for that because the other day I was going to work and I left late. I don't know why. I just wasn't. I think
you weren't on time.
Well, no, but I mean I could have left on time. Ha ha ha. But I remember I sat there and right before I got to the track, it started going down. I looked left and right and the train was in the distance. So I sat there for a second. I was like, fuck this. I want to be on time. So I went through, went over. I was scared to death that my car was going to stop. It freaked me out. So I was like, never again.
Well, thank you for those enlightening stories. Did we?
I just think it sucks. If you're gonna have kids, you're gonna let a guy impregnate you, or if you're gonna be impregnated, same thing. Just be smart if you have the child. Seriously, don't leave it somewhere. Don't try to beat a train. She lives 16 blocks past that track, people. That's a minute drive at 35 miles an hour. I'm sorry, I'm done.
But are you
doing
your own?
No, give me your microphone.
Wow, it's amazing if this microphone was on. I was right. It's the entire time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, alright. Alright, let's check that here. We'll be right back right after these technical difficulties.
Are you serious?
That's our very own Tyler Stewart.
You Columbi!
It was often talked about, it was often raised, nothing was ever done about it. To hear the way they talked about it, no one could be saved, and nothing was ever done about it. Shall I take back everything I've ever said and live my whole life in silence instead? It was oversimplified, it was underthought, nothing was ever done to stop it, and everything was fortified by all the lies we bought, and nothing was ever done to stop it.
Ba 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 ba
right, we're back after the technical difficulties. Apparently the microphone was off. You can probably still hear everything sort of well, but...
I thought it sounded pretty good on the recordings.
I disagree.
Thank you very much. Be safe with your iPod volume. That is the number one leading cause of death. Ear problems. Death.
And cancer. Death. And cancer.
And cancer. Ear cancer.
And AIDS.
AIDS. Just ear AIDS, though.
And the butt virus.
No, the butt virus is from bending over in front of Nathan.
Jimmy has it.
Well, yeah, I bent over in front of you.
I'm waiting for some.
What you missed during the break was me berating Nathan because apparently he missed the memo 13 shows ago that we're now entertainment based.
Okay, but you got to give the guy a break too, is because every time he does do a show with us, we go off on these news bits.
I know, but...
We try to include him on it, but he's just like, he doesn't watch TV or anything, which
I know,
is fine.
I wasn't saying that he shouldn't have talked about it, but...
That's why I think doing a show live is much better, because then Nathan actually can make fun of us, and it'd be a lot funnier, not
that's true.
Us trying to talk over... Because that's the other thing, too, is what we can't hear him when he's trying to talk. Like, right now, go.
One time, a bee flew up Jimmy's shorts, and he screamed and jumped up.
We need to take a break now.
And,
to take a break.
He just said, there's a bee in my pants.
Fuck
That's
you.
Not that bad. Jimmy and the bees.
Jimmy and the bees.
Do your news, and I'll be done for 40 minutes.
No, you need to participate. No, you can just make fun of us and insert any side stories.
This might be the last time we'll all three of us be together.
And right? In the studio. That's amazing that we're in the studio.
It is in the studio.
Because we've been recording a dialogue all day for Nick.
That's right.
Since 5:30 a.m. this morning.
I do not suck at all. I'm an amazing reader.
If either one of us suck, it's because Nick chose the wrong versions of our lines.
Either. No.
Either way.
Tomato.
What do you call a baby cat?
A kitten. Not a kitten. A kitten.
I call it a kitten.
I call it breakfast.
I get it.
We should announce that I named my baby cat Ding Ho.
One time we were at
favorite Chinese restaurant.
I was at my favorite. It's Cantonese.
Cantonese is a form of Chinese.
Whatever.
It's regional specific.
Get the B. I forget. No, I don't. We were in Ding Ho. This was Nick, or both Nick and Jimmy were not there. But we heard this cat meow. I swear to God, it stopped. It's like meow. Silence.
It did not.
Yeah, it did.
When?
This was like 2-3 months ago.
They got busted for cats like 5-10 years ago.
But you know what? We do not want to spread the word that Ding Ho. I mean, we want them to stay open.
Honestly,
no, I love their
what's
food.
In their food. It's the best food ever. I'll eat it, whatever it is.
Even if it's cat. Even if you know for sure it was cat.
Yes.
Why would you say that?
Because it's awesome food.
Oh my God, you guys. You guys are nuts.
We eat pig and cows and don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, but pig and cows are useless. Cats are our friends.
Hot dogs come from the part of the pig.
I love
the poop comes out.
I love cows. They curl up on your lap and moo contentedly while you stroke them.
Oh my God. That was so funny. Wait, was that from Simpsons?
No, it's from Matt TV. Stewie.
Spider Pig.
Spider Pig does whatever.
Wait, is his name
Spider
Stewie?
Pig does
Stewart.
Swing from a web.
I don't know. He's Spider-Man. Pig.
Pig. Pig.
Spider Pig.
I know the classical version.
I like the only thing that really makes that funny is when Homer gets that weird trippy acid stuff, and they go
I have that downloaded.
Spider Pig, Spider Pig does whatever a spider pig does.
Now I haven't seen the movie, so I do not know what you're talking about.
That's why we should all see the movie. You refuse to.
I do not refuse to. I would love to see
it. I wanted to see it yesterday. You're like, no, I just don't want to see it.
Yesterday, I thought my parents and grandparents were going to hang
Jimmy's
out.
Jimmy's a little upset because he's missing Gilmore Girl time.
How do you feel about that, Jimmy?
As I tell everybody that
man raper
comes to that apartment when I'm there, it's not for Gilmore Girls. It's for Manly Monster Truck Football Fighting Volume 4 is what we're watching.
Last night he watched five episodes of Grey's Anatomy.
Not five discs, five episodes.
You might as well.
Grey's Anatomy Season 2. I love Grey's Anatomy Season 2. Season 3 comes out on Tuesday.
Ooh. The Office Season 3 comes out. I'm excited about that.
Brothers and Sisters Season 1 comes out next week. Right. Hey!
Jimmy hitting puberty comes out. TBA.
Nathan growing leg hair comes out.
Right
never.
There.
Ooh, look. Is that two leg hairs? Wow, there's two. Don't maybe three. Maybe three leg hairs.
Wow, that's amazing.
But, point is, actually, we went into entertainment news there, talking about DVD releases. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
that, now we're on topic.
Muy bueno.
What?
Su Espanol.
Here's El Gato en los Pantalones.
Here's some news that has something to do with The Office. Pam, Jenna Fisher, broke up with her husband.
I heard that.
Which sort of makes me depressed, because I really thought they had a chance.
You're right. Unless, you know, she wants to marry me instead.
Well, the other thing I didn't understand is, too, is that, like, when she fell down the stairs, did you hear about that?
Yes.
She hurt her back.
Yeah, she technically broke her back.
Aww.
Right. He flew up from California, because she was promoting The Office season 3 DVD.
Uh-huh.
He flew up, took care of her, and they documented on their blog. And I was just like, what the fuck happened here?
Maybe they're...
It could have been something off the set.
Maybe they're, like, a good friends, and he still cares about her. They're just not in love.
Yeah, but I don't think so. I mean, I don't know, but after reading the way... Like, I think it wasn't really him. I think it was more her. Because he has...
Well, she's starting to get into more movies, so she could be thinking she's too good.
Do a Hilary Swank?
I don't know. She doesn't seem like that type of person, but you just don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like that, but that's what happened with Hilary Swank, too, is that she got her second Oscar nomination... Or the first Oscar nomination, she forgot to say thank you to her husband, which was Rob Lowe's little brother, Chad.
Chad Lowe?
Chad Lowe.
Swing Lowe.
Swing chariot. Sweet chariot.
Coming for to carry me home.
Whoa.
Please stop. You make us all cry. Let me and Nathan sing.
Nathan and I didn't sing.
I made baby Jesus cry once.
Dear Lord, thank you, baby Jesus. Actually, but the baby
when you
Jesus,
masturbate, baby Jesus cries.
Baby Jesus, though, doesn't cry because this is the reason why baby Jesus doesn't cry, because baby Jesus grew into adult Jesus, okay? And adult Jesus, what?
Dear Lord, dear 8 pounds, it's not baby Jesus.
Yeah, so other entertainment news.
That was really pretty much it.
Yeah, I don't have a
she's
lot.
She's going to be in another movie.
Oh, she's in The Brother Solomon, which, that looks so stupid, but I want to see it. You seen The Brother Solomon trailer?
Yeah, it looks okay.
Haven't seen it.
You guys are missing the visual humor where Nathan leans over like he's going to see something important and gets down real close to the microphone and goes, two words. And then he leans back up as if he had just delivered.
I think they can sort of hear it because they can actually hear it when he grabs the microphone down.
Can they hear when he...
grabs the microphone.
Well, now you make it sound okay. Whoa, stop! That hurts my ears.
Yeah, don't tap it.
Yeah, don't tap it. That hurt. That breaks the microphone too. That's not my microphone. That's my
You're
dad's.
Supposed to tap other things.
Like your penis.
Tap that ass.
That's what I
mean. Tap the ass.
Tap that. I want some more.
And when he said that, he actually moved his hand over his crotch.
I'm gonna get you drunk.
Get you drunk inside this what?
Uh-huh. Off these humps.
Lovely lady love.
I hate that song.
Nobody knows what it means.
Gets
the crowd going.
I hate that song.
Okay,
I hate that movie.
Her humps.
There's a movie?
There's a movie?
Yeah, it's doing Blaze of Glory.
Oh. You didn't like that movie either?
I thought it was funny, but I had almost
I didn't
off.
Think it was funny.
And now the entertainment reviews.
I thought like the John Heder part was... I mean, he was funny, but like I thought Will Ferrell was like...
John Heder's lame.
I thought, no, he's lame, but because he really can't really act per se.
He can. He came on Saturday Night Live and he just played Napoleon Dynamite for the whole hour and a half. And I thought Napoleon Dynamite sucked, so I thought Saturday Night.
Okay,
Live
but that's the problem.
That episode.
That's who he doesn't act like Napoleon Dynamite. That's his real voice. So he really talks like this. He really can't change the way he talks. God.
But he could show different emotions than.
That isn't showing different emotions. Leave me alone. Yeah, I mean, when I get really excited.
Keanu Reeves doesn't show much emotion.
Keanu Reeves sucks too.
That's not true. The only movie I will agree with you. He mostly sucks, but I've seen a few movies where his inability to act to the full range of
emotion. Okay, he can act like
I know you hate the Lake House. I love the Lake House.
No, I have to say the Lake House sucked, but it had good acting.
Keanu Reeves was good, and also Something's Got to Give with Diane Keaton.
I do enjoy that movie.
My tooth is twisted,
and that ties up the reviews.
Okay, nice review. Your tooth is twisted.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know when your bottom teeth, like, I don't have to explain. It's like my middle two. It's like below the incisors and then.
Oh, yeah,
middle.
This tooth right here.
Like, I have a little twisty. I think it's because I grew so much. Like, I'm 7'3", people. No, I'm kidding. I'm 6'7".
No, he's 7'3".
He's 6'12".
But it just.
Is he 6'12 or 6'7"?
6'12".
6'13".
7.
No, 7'1" can't.
Or, you know, 6'8".
I figured you were 7'1".
Hey, can we call this guy Mike?
Because it's a
I'm
mic.
Really done.
Seriously.
He sang the wrong note. It's supposed to be ba.
Ba 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 wow.
Fuck you. I'm going to take that microphone and shove it up your...
Your brack. That was totally Taz,
you know what?
Though.
I guess we should totally...
Beep
say
you.
That.
Beep you, both.
Jimmy has
beep
a book.
And bleepy,
an Actor's
beep,
Nightmare
beep.
At actorsnightmare.com is his book. It's a really good book. But today, Jimmy, where we're working on the third book.
On the third book, which will be out in about 6 weeks.
Yes. Ooh, that's a...
Libro Trace.
If everything goes according to plan. It could be as long as 10 weeks if we get behind. 6 weeks is my goal, but it will be out before Thanksgiving. Because we will be at that convention in Columbus
Mid-Ohio Comic-Con.
If you're in Columbus or coming near Columbus, come on down and see us Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, Nathan, are you going to be there?
Hey, my concert's November 24th.
That's not the convention day.
Okay.
So I think I can go.
So you listeners should go to this concert.
I like how I do this.
Okay, listeners, go to Nathan's concert.
We have all the information on our website. No, we don't.
We don't have
and,
the information.
Oh, I wasn't trying to promote the Central Ohio Brass Band, but you're since welcome. I do have the microphone and I have my hands wrapped around it in eager anticipation, I am one of four tuba players who are part of the Central Ohio Brass Band, Cobb, like the corn. And we're at centralohiobrass.org. Shut up! centralohiobrass.org or centralohiobrass.com. I really don't remember which dot com. I don't remember what comes after the
dot. Look it up on Yahoo.
It's either .com or .org, but it's Central Ohio Brass. Don't put Central Ohio Brass Band because I don't think the band part's on there. But if worse comes worse, I guess you can Google it. But yeah, we're actually pretty good. We're located in Central Ohio, and we have concerts. So you can go on there and find listings. I think it's wasted 3 minutes of everybody's time.
Thank you.
Back to you, James.
Thank you very much, Nathaniel.
Nathan just gave
look.
Me a note. Or, no, Jimmy did. And you're wrong. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Nick does not like any of my song ideas. Last week when I petitioned you on air to email him,
right,
which you would not have heard at this point because he's behind again, the show's up. So the show we already recorded that's not up. I petition you.
Your mouth is gaping open.
Shut up.
What the hell are you doing?
I petitioned.
I'm
in the middle
mouth?
Of saying something.
I always get hit by yellow paper.
Okay. Last week I petitioned you.
Yellow.
To do the theme song to I Hate My 30s as featured in the show.
A fucking horrible idea.
But Nick doesn't like that. And then today we keep coming up with this corn thing. It's a running joke.
You
and I'm
are
like,
coming up with
and
it.
And you're going with it.
I went
too.
Off with this last time. The time
you
before.
Did it the time before,
before
too.
I didn't do it. And then that's
and
time.
You did before too.
I did
and the
not.
Corn seems to be a running joke. And so I think we should open with the Heywood Banks
yes,
song
we
Corn.
We all should think we should
or
do
really
something.
Any there's song by the band Corn. But Nick does not like that idea.
There's supposed to be a light because there's a dot indicating that there should be a light, but there's no light.
There's no light.
It's oh, there's no dot. I looked at this screw. You made
it's
continue.
A screw.
Sorry, Kent.
Back to you, Jan. Anyway, I think we should open with a song by Korn or the song Korn by Heywood Banks, but Nick disagrees because the running joke Korn he doesn't want to go with.
And what's that one thing that I am? Oh, yeah, I edit the show.
I know. So he gets to be all tyrannical. So people, if you agree with my music choice this week, as last week, please email Nick
okay,
Nitro at goodbadgeeky@gmail.com.
They're not going to waste the 4 seconds out of their day to write us just to tell me that I'm wrong.
I type very slow.
I will.
I would think it'd be like 3 minutes.
If you email Nick
three
and
minutes,
get my music on the air,
good
I point. Will send you a dollar in an envelope.
It's
for
no,
your
no,
time.
How about this? Jimmy, if you want to raise the roof off this motherfucker, you should send him a book.
That's
going the distance.
The person who supports me the best. I will look at all the emails you send in
oh,
support of my
bullshit.
Music.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
I can't send out 80
mother.
Books. I can't afford that. If
one,
everybody
no.
sends in
no,
the
first person that... You know what? I'll take one email. Because we don't get any real emails.
Right.
If you
oh,
take
now one, they know.
The, yeah, right.
We talk about it every episode.
Every episode. It's a running joke.
It's
a
running joke. If you guys send...
Oh,
so the,
yeah.
first,
so
the first person... If we get more than one email, which I highly doubt... If we do get
we
more than one,
the
first one I read will
okay.
get the book.
In
it's the first one at the very top of the inbox, so it could be anybody. So But I doubt you will actually send it because you're all fucking lazy.
Could it be me?
Do not insult our listening audience.
I just did it. I did it right there. Right there for the world to hear.
See how big of an asshole Nick is? You need to email in support of me and my music choices. And Nathan's...
Well, you can't see this.
Nathan's pretending like he's doing? Making a big asshole.
So I made a big asshole with my hands.
And he was trying to go over...
Nick's such a big asshole. We could do the show from inside Nick's asshole.
Well, my ass is naturally big. I mean,
I wasn't making a fat joke. I was calling you mean.
Junk in the trunk, Kent.
Junk in the trunk is right.
My new name is McLovin. I demand it.
You are not McLovin.
I am Nitro McLovin.
No.
Yes, I am. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch.
Fuck you.
I'll be McMuffin.
Wait.
I'll be McStunmuffin.
You can be Big Mac.
No.
God, that was.
I can be Big Mac.
You be Big Mac? What do you want to be?
I can be Big Cock.
No, that's not a McDonald's menu.
Did you know the
little piece of useless information, folks? You know how badminton usually call it the birdie, but it originated as the bibcock. So when you hit the birdie as it is, the red little rubber ball with the plastic wings coming out of it, you're actually hitting a bibcock.
Remember, boys and
Big
girls.
Mac said that.
DJ Big Mac. Hey, that's his new nickname.
Nathan.
There's your DJ name. DJ Big Mac. DJ Big Mac.
No.
I don't know.
Wait. Let me pull the Nathan.
No. You did it wrong. Here, Nathan, hold the microphone.
Hold the microphone so I can pull away from you. You ready? No.
You don't have the cheese.
We were just fighting with the microphone.
You don't have the cheese, fish juice, bum some bala.
And your tongue sticks out when you get ready to say no.
No. Well, okay. Well, you know what? You sort of mentioned something, too. And this is the thing that we can promote our own stuff on here. We
don't need to go to a break, do we?
No.
We only do that when we have difficulties?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Continue.
Okay. One of the things that we did today that, you know... These two were probably sort of annoyed with. They're sort of tired, actually.
Oh, right now we're so slap happy. That's why I'm not keeping you on task.
I wasn't annoyed with a comic. I
have no ability to act when I'm not like on stage. Like I read at a really poor level, and next it was okay.
In Nathan's defense, he was reading the lines really good, but most of the time it was before we turned the microphone on.
Jimmy has poor grammar. It's really well.
Well, Nathan and me are both.
Ladies and gentlemen, my eyes are big. They are big with rage, grammatical rage,
because I said Nathan and me.
Well,
it's Nathan and me. Well, we're both a little. He's picking.
Besides,
singles.
For recording it for
he
the
wants
comic,
me to say Nathan
what,
and
what
I.
Did you guys,
I'm serious.
What did you guys think that you were doing it for? Let me ask that.
What?
The recording. What were you think I was just doing it for shits and giggles?
Cartoon.
It's to probably make something.
Probably, like a cake.
Yes, I'm going to use audio.
Cakes and pies.
Hercules. Okay.
Silent Nate.
That's your, there you go. DJ
and Silent. Nathan, or Nick just released the Not So Silent Killer.
I did?
Oh, never mind. It was Nathan. I'm sorry, Nick.
Did you fucking fart?
Yes, did you hear him?
It wasn't really a fart.
And we're in a confined small area in our posh New York City studio.
I pinched it where it came out more like a
whoop. Yeah, I heard the whoop.
I know you didn't mean to earlier, but like you generally burped and then you like it went and hit my face. We all ate like a sub with it has sausage on it or something.
I did not eat a sausage sub.
Nightmare. We had a nightmare. And like the Flyer sausage hit me in the face.
It's a local pizza restaurant.
Todd's Pizza, number one.
Flyers kicks Todd's ass.
No.
At gayness. I mean homosexual, not happiness.
At tastiness.
This is becoming
but
so
not at
personal
price.
Between us. No one has no idea what we're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, we're off topic. Idea. Me and Nathan agree.
Nathan agrees with Nathan. And I think we're going to start talking about the boring stuff that Jimmy and Nick talk about.
Yes.
This is where I will probably get something to drink, scratch myself, and then come back.
Okay. Well, no. What I'm just saying is that... Okay,
no.
The problem is...
How long have we been going?
I don't know, but the problem is that when we do stuff like that, that's funny. I think it's funny, but they have no idea what Flyers or Todd's is.
I know.
Okay, they're okay.
Pizza restaurants.
Let's talk about
Nathan's
West
dad Jeff. Owns Todd's.
All right.
Nick and I worked for years at Flyers. For 6 years for me. How long did you work there? About five, 6 years?
I was seven.
Seven mm-hmm. years? You had a quick break because you went to Cincinnati.
Right, which is like 2 years.
So
a year. No, I'm sorry, it was a year.
Because you worked there about 6 months to a year before me, but then you took a break.
No, so it was 6 years.
And then you quit before me. So, I don't know. We probably each worked there about 6 years, but there was
different. Yeah, I think you were seven.
I was six, almost to the day. That was like 85. A week away from being six.
Okay,
years.
Point is that West Jeff is known for two things. It has three stoplights, which are majorly annoying.
Four.
I'm sorry. Four. Wow.
Three on Main Street, one by the school, which no longer exists.
Four, and then, of course, pizza shops. At every stoplight, there's like a pizza shop.
There used to be. Most of them have gone out of business.
It's technically true, though. There's Todd's, there's Bambino's.
But when we were Pat's, a few years ago, Mike's, there were a lot more pizza shops.
And there's Flyers.
Right.
And the running gag was when we were shooting our movie, being that me and Jimmy work at Flyers and Nathan's dad's owns. That's okay. I'm just going to keep going.
Nathan so wants to say Jimmy and I.
I know. It
makes He's dying over here.
Go for it. It's all you. Go ahead.
It's okay.
So me and Nick, me and Jimmy, we started this little funny bit where it's like, you know, for an outtake on the movie we're shooting, which will never get done. Probably.
It will get done.
It will get done. I'll give you the footage and you can look at it for the workout partner.
Can't.
Oh, then it won't get done.
I don't have the know-how. You have to do it.
So they actually did footage where they argued back and forth. So
about Flyers and Todd's. It's nothing. I mean, I like Todd's. I just like to give Nathan crap.
I think Flyers has amazing subs.
See, it we're not really like spiteful. We're just like to.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, we have to include them in on the joke because if not, right.
And honestly, Todd's is much cheaper than Flyers. You get better value at Todd's.
I think, and it's more personable, which is.
It is. It's very friendly.
See, this is free advertising for West Jefferson, Ohio. By the way,
the ovens are too small for me to run.
Well, that's because Nathan's giant.
My pits and boobs sweat.
His manly man boobs.
I have large nipples.
Male breasts.
Male breasts.
Bouncing with the male breasts.
I got nothing.
That was it. That was dead air.
That was it. That was dead air.
Nice jig, Nick.
Thank you. I like to have my whole body shook.
Okay, so
well.
Pure television reviews.
Oh, my God. I think the show is pretty much
I got
that,
nothing.
Right?
Well, no, I really I don't. Was... I mean, we're still summer. We're like 2 weeks away from premieres. I really don't have anything to talk about.
I'm excited for the new season of The Simpsons.
Yes, that'll Simpsons be Stephen Colbert is going to be in the season premiere.
I was excited about Family Guy until I saw it was just an hour or two episodes put together.
Is that all it is?
With the commercial, I swear I saw that episode.
Oh. I'm getting excited because
I just think I can't back up my argument because I can't remember what it was. But I remember watching it thinking, I've seen this.
I am getting excited. I think it's October 3rd is the season premiere of South Park.
And for those of you who love Mila Jovovich, who, by the way, was the star of such movies as Fifth Element and
The Messenger.
Resident Evil. Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
Why am I touching your hand? Get your sweaty hand off me.
He's holding my hands.
The third Resident Evil movie is coming out September 21st.
Do I want to see that?
I am excited because she's brilliant.
Now,
and
the movie itself.
I would probably take her name, Nathan Jovovich. Or Mila Haley. I think that goes.
The name, or not the name, the way those movies
work. Because she's Russian.
They make sense because
I buy Russian porn.
Turning into a man makes sense too.
Sand?
Right.
What?
Nothing.
Resident Evil is a good series.
No, it's not. It's a
good
horrible
video
series. Oh, okay, it's a good video game.
The movies
a good movie
have been
not
exciting,
made.
But the plots...
Mario have... Brothers was a better movie than Resident Evil.
The Resident Evil plots haven't been great, but they've been exciting.
A good movie to see is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh. Ew, that movie sucked ass.
Oh, you
I
know
don't
what?
Know if UFOs exist, but if they do, then we're in one right now.
Nathan made me watch that. I thought it was the worst movie
ever. Pooh Bear! I'm going to tear down this in my bare hands.
I love that movie.
It's a hilarious movie.
It's a hilarious movie.
It's
a
great
bad,
for all.
It's a bad, hilarious movie.
Yeah,
it's
horrible.
It's a good, bad movie. It's a good,
it's a bad
movie.
Bad
I think
movie.
Two brothers did everything. Like in the credits, they're like 95% of the names are there.
Like
it was a good little movie, though.
Okay.
Well, ironically, here's some of the news for you.
Ironic.
Yeah, that relates back to
irony.
Something I like.
Corn?
No, I don't like corn.
Oh. Yes, you do.
Remember the live-action Ninja Turtle show that was on Fox Kids? They had the female turtle.
Live action? Vaguely. Next Mutation. I never watched
that. That was done by them, the Cheeto Brothers.
Oh.
They had a female turtle?
Yeah, it was horrible. It was horrible.
I never watched it.
It made me cry.
Nick spent hours in tears.
I did. Oh, speaking of things that pissed me off, you can read my blog about it. Have you read my blog with the sketch dump?
Yes.
Did you skip my rant?
Maybe.
Okay.
I checked your blog just this morning, so I know I'm caught up.
Jimmy's maybes are usually yes. Yeah.
I just don't remember. Once he starts talking, it may jog my memory.
Jimmy got a 31 on his ACT. He doesn't forget things.
I forget things all the time. I have a shitty short-term memory. It's my long-term memory.
You know what my favorite part of the entire day was? Is after about maybe an hour of Nathan trying to tell us that he's read Jimmy's book, he finally goes...
I haven't.
He finally breaks down. I was like, listen, there were just some parts that really got to me, and so I never really finished it or this and that, and I really did try. It's just like...
Well, and those are the parts we're fixing before it goes to print.
No, no, that was the whole point. We were having a meeting that, you know, Jimmy wants to hear criticism. We gave him the criticism, but...
I need to know where the boring parts are so I can spice it up.
I was
going to
say that. See, I was trying to be cool.
Well, here. I know there are certain scenes that drag, so that's everything. That's where editing comes into play.
But see, this all leads back to Nathan's problem, which is he just can't ever tell you straight up the first time.
We're talking about major plot points. Nathan's like, what?
What are you talking about?
Are you serious?
And like,
that character disappears two-thirds of the way through the book.
And we thought he was kidding, and he was like, no, really. Really? He's like flipping through the book. He's like... His copy of the draft, he's like, I don't remember that.
That character's head explodes. Why is he in that next scene? Because his head really didn't explode, Nathan.
We were doing the Workout Partner movie, and Nathan fell
down. It's a gay porn.
Yeah.
Starring Nathan Haley.
That's true.
I'm the co-star.
Nathan fell down and hurt his hand.
What's that say?
And we were trying to do a scene, and it's a very physical scene where Nathan has to fight somebody. And the whole thing
he had to slam somebody up against the wall.
I have muscle.
Yes. And so
penis.
Yeah, and you were using your other hand, but still, it still was hurting you. And I kept saying, and your sister was there. God love your sister, Emily.
Emily's awesome.
Emily's awesome, but
Nathan's got some hot sisters.
She made me. Well, I'm not getting into this side of the argument, but she really made me feel horrible, man. Because
Nathan likes when I say that.
No, she really made me feel horrible. Because I would not put you in harm. Like honestly, harm. And I even said, listen, we'll do two takes, and you know, until we get what we want, and then we'll focus on everything else, and then you won't have to do it. And Nathan's like, no, I'm good to go. Let's do one more. And I was like, you know what? Can we do a few more? And you're like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm like, are you sure? Yes, I'm fine. The whole scene starts inside the house. He opens the door, walks around, and slams against the house. We did that, I think, 16 times. And around the 17th time, Jimmy came out to me and said, Nick, come with me. And he opened the door. And Nathan's not falling on the floor, but he's leaned over. He's going.
He's completely crouched over.
He's like Peter Griffin from the film. He's like... he's like holding his, he's crouched over holding his arm.
He's like on the verge of tears, except he's too manly to cry. So he's just
yes.
like holding it.
Manly non-tears.
I did not cry when Old Yeller died.
I did.
Jimmy cried during Stan Magnolias.
So, yes.
I cried during the Geico commercial last week. I'm just kidding. I don't watch commercials anymore.
Make like a tree and get out
I'm
of here.
I'm interested to see that caveman show.
Are you really?
Kind of.
It's either going to be brilliant or suck. Yeah. I can't decide which.
They went back and reshot almost the entire episode, so I'm intrigued. And also,
I'll check it
they're
out.
Not using the same two cavemen from the commercials.
That's lame. They're the ones that made it famous.
Well, apparently there's been over like six different cavemen using the commercials. If they're going to use them, they're going to switch them out. That way, you keep it fresh. I'm like, that is sort of...
Well, I just think that the show's not going to be mediocre. It's either going to be the worst sitcom to premiere in decades or the
Well, the commercial... Don't get me
best.
Wrong. The commercials are funny.
It is original. Like, I don't...
It is original.
I don't think I remember watching Cavemen. I remember dinosaurs. I like dinosaurs.
Ooh, dinosaurs was good.
Oh, remember... well,
Not the mama.
Not the mama.
Not the mama.
I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
I like the song.
I'm the baby. Gotta love me.
Put it in my mouth.
Rub my belly. I don't know.
No. I'm the baby. Gotta love me. Big purple tail and so funny.
It.
Watch me hit my father with a frying pan. Not the mama.
Friend.
I need to get that on DVD. And
actually, they
it.
Have it the entire season.
I know.
And you know the last season it never fully aired on ABC because it was very dark.
It wasn't allowed to watch it.
It dealt with the meteorite hitting the earth.
Really?
And we all died.
See, I wasn't allowed to watch that show because the baby was rude to his father, and you know my parents did not put up with television shows that's where the kids were rude.
I know.
So I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons either.
Oh, that's so sad because I really that like I, my parents didn't exactly love The Simpsons, so I didn't really get watch it. When I watched it, I was sneaking in usually because
right.
usually my parents thought it was okay. I watched Frasier, Friends. They were okay if I watched.
Yeah, that I wouldn't have been allowed to watch Friends.
Yeah, Friends
I was in
was,
college.
The only reason why they liked Friends because of Chandler.
Right. Chandler was the best part.
Right, and Joey. But I wasn't allowed to watch for sentence, but Dinosaurs, perfectly okay.
Dinosaurs, I think we were when it first came out, and then my parents caught the little baby going, not the mommy, and hitting the baby with our dad with the frying pan, whatever.
Not the mama.
And hitting the dad with the frying pan, and that was it. We weren't allowed to watch it anymore.
Interesting, useless fact. Okay.
Did you watch Rainbow Bright?
I did watch. I had Rainbow Bright bed sheets when I was 3.
That makes me cry.
I think it was a hand-me-down because there's no way my dad would have put up with me having Rainbow Bright.
Jimmy was the first child.
I was the first of 5 children.
So there's no hand-me-downs.
From relatives or friends or something. My half-sister, I don't think I got any hand-me-downs from her because she was never
wearing
around.
Wearing her bra.
Nathan.
Get it? No.
You bought me this bra for Christmas.
It is polka dot. It's an apex.
It is. It makes me nice apex. And juggly.
Jiggly, jiggly.
It holds them up nice.
Jiggly,
I got good
jiggly
cleavage.
Puff, jiggly puff.
Thank you, Nathan, for this kind gift. You also bought me the matching panties.
Whoa.
Yes, I did.
You know what? What's best is that when they're listening to this, they're like, what the fuck's that long pause? And then, like, we'll hear me and Jimmy laughing. It's like, why the fuck are they laughing?
Because Nathan was doing one of his
I know.
Long, slow pulls to the microphone.
We should do a video cast sometime,
too. We need
too.
To do
if
a
we knew
cast.
If we had the technology to really do that, we would do it.
We could do it on our phones.
2 more years to buy our Macs, there'd be a built-in camera.
Except I don't have a Mac.
I didn't say you.
Because Macs
suck. I looked right at Nick.
I know you did, but nobody can see you looking right at Nick. They assume
Ladies
we all have Macs.
I am now looking at Nick Argenbright.
And I wanted to make sure that they didn't think I had a Mac, because Macs suck.
No, they do not. Matter of fact, everything I do, on pretty much recording-wise, or anything
do
done
for
the show, I don't do it for you. That's fucking Bryan Adams.
I do it for you.
Oh, please don't sing that ever again.
You drink water like a pansy.
Like a pussy.
Like a
vagina. JJ.
Can we strike
that? Vagina.
Oprah said that.
Of a JJ?
First time I heard that was on Grey's Anatomy. The JJ.
Her tiddly too.
It's just weird. Like some doctor was on. I figured a doctor, you know, makes $100,000 a year or plus.
What does Elliot say on Scrubs? Her bajingo.
Bajingo.
Her bajingo.
Oh, this is going to be Scrubs' final season. We will be reviewing Scrubs frequently this season.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. You know what? I really would like to do a Scrubs night, boys. Get like all of us.
Would
like,
you?
No, I'm being serious, because we all had a lot of fun watching the first one when we were in Florida.
We did.
Why don't we like start watching? I have all the DVD sets.
I've seen all of the episodes.
It doesn't matter.
I've seen
Jimmy, you've seen Gilmore Girls and Buffy and every other show.
I've only seen the first 3.5 seasons of Gilmore Girls. I'm not done with season 4 yet.
Dear Lord. Dear Lord. I can't smell it yet, but oh, dear Lord.
I farted.
And he had the microphone for like 3 minutes before
I
said that.
I pooed a little.
Did you? Is it groundhogging?
Prairie dogging? Is it meerkatting?
No, it's meerkats.
Is it lemuring?
It's a modder. Hello.
Is it kangarooing?
You know what, Sam? Okay, you know that movie Kangaroo Jack?
Groundhogging.
God,
I never
saw it. No, okay,
me neither.
I saw
it looks bad.
No, okay. As a Bruckheimer film, it's not... Shut up.
How many minutes are we?
I don't know.
I don't either, but I'm thinking we're closing it on the hour.
All right, well, we'll finish
so
it.
So we need
let him tell a story. Listen to your crap.
Yeah, every week.
My crap was interesting.
No, it's not.
My crap smells like roses.
Okay, you don't get this.
Okay, Jimmy has been taken out of the equation. Go ahead.
Go, Nick.
Why is that funny? He's done it 30 times already.
I don't know why.
And it's still funny.
Because he has precision and timing. That's
he
why.
Does.
Continue.
No, Kangaroo Jack is a horrible movie. But, okay, you can stop now. It's not
funny
anymore.
Mother, may I go?
Commence.
Are you done?
May
maybe.
Yes.
He had his lips pursed as if to say maybe.
I know, I got you, fucker.
No,
Jack, Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo Jack is not a great movie, but apparently the whole movie was supposed to be like a Pirates of the Caribbean, like Bruckheimer film, which it was supposed to be. Oh, that's disgusting.
Nathan scratching his balls into the microphone.
It was supposed to be like an action adventure movie where the kangaroo, talking kangaroo part, was only during when they're walking through the desert and he starts hallucinating.
On a horse with no name.
Yeah, he starts hallucinating. And so he sees the kangaroo.
Did it feel good to get out of the rain?
I don't know.
In the desert? You can't
Does
remember
he interrupt
name.
You when you talk?
Yes.
Well, we're not doing that for Nick.
Actually, no. You want to know what happens? Jimmy talks, and he talks, and he talks, and he talks, and I just go...
And then he tunes out, and he doesn't listen to what I say.
And then Demi, like... Not really knowing that she should be able to hear me not listening to him.
By Demi, he means Jimmy.
And see, I want you to interrupt me and comment on what I'm saying, rather than let me review for.
I want
3 minutes
you
by
to
myself.
Want to buy me lemons.
I want you to buy me lemons. I need you to buy me lemons.
Savage Garden was my first concert at the Ohio State Fair in high school.
Well, why did they sing that song?
They always sang that
song. No, they didn't.
I know it's not their song, but they always sang that song.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's Jimmy funny. Rode a moped.
Because
I did.
They did, and I one time locked it to the fence. I used to bully Jimmy.
I did lock it to the fence.
Do you remember when me and Travis beat him up?
Travis and I.
Didn't beat me up. I threw a pop can at Travis's chest, and I got yelled at for it.
No, that wasn't why we beat you up, though.
Travis has one lung.
Tormented me.
How did I torment you, though, Jimmy? I picked you up and slammed you up against the
door. But that
didn't
hurt. It wasn't like
you
I was
were
bleeding.
Jimmy is immune
or
to pain.
Or anything like that.
Kind of like the X-Men that was furry. What's that guy's name?
Beast.
No.
Wolverine.
Because he was immune to pain that didn't really affect him. He just absorbed it.
Yes.
He has a healing factor.
Healing factor.
So it actually does hurt him, but the healing factor makes the pain go away.
Blah.
I was trying to talk about something, but
Kangaroo Jack.
Why? You know what? You should just let it go.
I didn't start it. It was you two.
Okay.
And that is rebutted.
Boo, Kangaroo Jack.
I'm should've done.
Should have been Kangaroo Jill.
He hallucinated, then the kangaroo started talking.
Yeah, no, I'm done telling my story. Fuck you both.
Not me, Nick.
No thanks.
More Jimmy than me, though, right?
No, both of you equally.
No, I am not taking 50%.
Me and Nathan are offended.
I love it when me and Nathan make fun of
oh
you.
Oh my god.
I love it when we say me and Nathan all the time and then he gets mad because he wants to correct us, but he's holding himself
in. I love it when Wendy even tries to go on your side. It's like, Nick, it's Jimmy and I. And I'm just like, I don't care.
We know the proper way. We say it wrong.
You know nothing.
Nathan.
You know nothing. Oh, you know what? Nathan, are you going to be able to come to the con this year?
Maybe.
The one in November?
Yes.
Yes.
Es posible.
Is it also possible?
Oui.
You have to wee? There's a bathroom right behind you.
No, but he can't use it.
Why?
It is forbidden.
Verbatim.
It's not verbatim. It's forbidden. Forbidden. Yeah,
verbatim is something totally different.
Verbatim.
Verbatim.
I have to use that.
Jimmy has to squat. He has to squat and wipe.
Well, you know what? Let's not talk about this on there. Let's just wrap the show up and call it a day.
I think I am going. It's November 26th, right?
And 27th.
Yes. It costs money.
If he costed.
$20 to get in it per day.
For $20.
Yeah, we try to get you to go in for like what $15 for both days, but you can't commit to that even though it's like what a half a year in advance when we originally offered it to you. Let's talk about this now.
Nathan can't make
commitment.
Time. He promises and then doesn't.
And then
cancels on you.
And then he says another commitment come up, which just came up, but we asked way back then.
Right. And
but that's...
how many times did he tell me yesterday that he was gonna... He told me on Friday
he's pushing
like eight
the microphone
times that he promised to call me yesterday. Didn't you call me yesterday, Nathan?
No, I did not.
See,
I was getting busted.
I know. Drinking with the underage campus
by
kids.
Security.
Ooh, please. Campus security.
He was 5'9".
I think you said 5'4 earlier.
Yeah, you said 5'4.
Short man.
5'9 is not short.
Everyone's short to Nathan, though. Let's be honest.
Nathan is 8 foot tall.
8'2.
8'12.
9 foot.
Robert Wadlow was growing when he died, which I don't think makes any sense.
Who?
Robert Wadlow, the most tallest human being ever.
Your hair and toenails and stuff continue to grow.
No shit.
Fuck you! That was loud.
Wow, you're gonna wake my constituents up that live right here.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's kind of heavy.
We are next door to the, what companies in our next office?
The Argenbright House.
Yes, the Argenbright House. They're,
insurance. Argenbright House Insurance.
I thought they were a religious charity.
They are a religious charity as well.
Okay.
Non-profit.
Insurance for
non-profit.
Religious charities.
Here we go. Argenbright House for non-profit charity. Yeah! That's the ticket.
We're not in Nick's basement, we promise.
I hate you.
I hate worms.
They make me crazy. Either.
They drive me crazy.
Crazy, Marinob. I was crazy once. I died. They buried me.
They put me in a hole. I died there. They buried me.
I know. But it's more fun to do it wrong and have you correct me.
All right. Well, I think we're getting some anger here, so we'll go ahead and wrap up the show.
We forgot to talk about something.
What?
Wasn't it like why I can't do things?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's talk about that. Why is it when we ask...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're closing the show for the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why is it when we ask you, or even Wendy, or John, ask you to commit to something, you say you'll do it, and we even see you a week later, and then, like, the next week, something comes up, you commit to that, and it overrides what we asked you to commit to.
Oh, no.
That's why we want... Like, Wendy, we all want...
Name one time.
MegaCon, Mid-OhioCon, last year when I went to MegaCon.
I think it's a reaction because he complains that I book things way too far in advance. And then if he asks me to get lunch on Thursday, I'll be like, no, I booked lunch with somebody else 6 months ago. And he gets really mad at me for it. So this is his reaction.
Why do you get mad when someone plans stuff ahead? We have to do that. We don't have time to just on a whim sometimes. Like today, we appreciate you've been able, but I'm sure for you it was sort of on a whim because you really had nothing else to do.
I'm moving into an apartment.
When? Really?
Like now.
Where?
Eastgate.
Really?
With your dad?
No, he's moving out. I'm just taking his.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
Where's he moving to?
My grandpa's. He's helping take care of my dad, or his dad.
Oh. Okay.
No, this just happened. Like, yes, he asked me yesterday.
We're speechless.
He asked me yesterday.
On that note, thank you for listening to the Good and the Bad.
Yeah,
the
Good Bad Geek. We'll
once again, I'm the good, Nick's the bad, and
Nathan's
the
good. Sexy.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Have a night.
Bye.
Get out of here with that cheese! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start a cheapest! Go have some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place.